Welcome back to the Playboy Morning Show. Want to talk to Kevin and Andrea? Email them at morningshow@playboy.com.
A Playboy Morning Show musical moment.
Honey, I don't fake the funk. Fake the funk. Fake, 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 fake the funk. Fake the funk. Honey, 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 I don't fake the funk. Funk, 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 funk. I don't fake the funk.
Playboy Radio.
Sirius 198.
Our first story is Hugh Hefner. We'll try to find out why he really did start Playboy.
This is real life here. The rest is games.
What I think of when I think of a Playboy body, a fresh, new, healthy young body, by its nature, is definitively young and healthy.
Live from Los Angeles, California.
Something might go down somewhere in some way at some point in time.
It's the all-new Playboy Morning Show with Kevin Kline and Andrea Lowell.
Yeah.
Ooh. See, I like that
wow.
voice. Where'd that come from?
From my vocal cords?
Yeah, that's hot. Andrea Lowell has the sexiest vocal cords in the whole Playboy family. It's good to have you in the mini mansion on Sirius 198. This is the Playboy Morning Show.
It is.
2.5 million. Are we up to 3 million yet? For God's sake,
I think we are. Yeah.
I think we are. Kev.
3 million people have opted in. That is 6 million ears, is what they tell us, because it sounds like a bigger number.
Yes.
Have you seen the bumper stickers? The ones that don't stick? Not the ones that stick that are really ugly that we have, but the ones that don't stick.
I've only seen the ugly ones.
Well, I guess they cost like 2 cents more a sticker to make them stick. So we got this one batch that don't stick.
Oh, nice. Man. And it says, like, same Mardi Gras theme?
No. It's actually a good-looking non-sticker.
Oh, yeah.
But it says something like 6 million ears are burning. And I go, there's 6 million people listening to Playboy Radio? That's great. You go, well, not 3 million, but they got 2 ears each. It's a scam is what it is.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, but I fell for it, though, so what the hell. Hey, anyway, you're listening. That's the important thing. We're back from vacation this week in the mini mansion. That's Andrea Lowell. I'm Kevin, and we've got a lot to get through today, including the hot chick with douchebag guy.
He has a website. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, page 21 Playboy magazine, mm-hmm. The babe of the month. She is unbelievable.
And, yeah.
I think she may have been the chick that flashed her titties to Turtle last night in Entourage.
Nice.
Well, we'll find out.
So we'll ask her all about that. She's coming in the studio, and we will hot chick pick six her. But, mm-hmm. you know, in the world of Playboy, Andrea,
yes.
It was a huge, you know, we were away, but the Playboy news does not stop just because we're on vacay.
Of course not.
And,
breaking the Playboy news, Kevin? What do you got, baby?
Well, you know, there's a film that is being written right now. It's going to be a major motion picture about the life of Hugh Hefner.
Right.
It's called Playboy.
Okay.
They finally selected a director.
Really?
And they went with Brett Ratner.
Wow.
Now, Brett Ratner's a big name. I mean,
very big, very cool.
Done a lot of stuff. And, of course, his quote, he's very excited. This was just released in a Variety magazine that Ratner will be the official director of the film, starring the 81-year-old Mr. Hugh Hefner. Now, he's not going to play... I think we asked Hugh Hefner one time who he'd want to play him in a movie.
Yeah, and he said Johnny Depp at first.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
I could see that.
I could see that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Now, would the girls next door be playing themselves?
I don't even know if they're in it.
Nah.
Well, I mean, they'd be at the latter part of the movie, right? Or is it more about like the evolution of the magazine?
I think, here's what he says. He says, the reason we want to do a movie about Playboy is because Hef is a man who used his magazine to advocate civil rights, free speech, and put James Brown on his show, Playboy After Dark, when they didn't put
black performers
on national television.
Very true.
This is what Cosby had to say about that. Cosby knows, you know. I mean, he knows what it's like to be a black performer. And he broke all kinds of taboos, especially in sexuality.
That's true.
I want to show it all, from the First Amendment struggles to the first orgy, to the stroke in the 1980s that almost killed him.
It's gonna be
a good movie.
Wow.
So they're writing it right now, and I think our goal should be to get a cameo in it.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Big Playboy news for you in the world of Playboy. Brett Ratner has been selected as the director.
Just signed
the deal with Universal Imagine Entertainment to direct the story of Hugh Hefner, the founder of Playboy magazine. Very exciting.
That is fantastic.
And Andrea Lowell has a new webcam movie that she'll be starring in, also directed by Brett Ratner, which is cool.
I can only dream, right? I can only dream.
So the cool thing about being on Playboy Radio, in addition to getting invited to all the cool parties at the mansion, is we get invited to events all over the country. And unfortunately, we were on vacay last week. We were unable to travel, but we had our friend Kayla from Octane, which is a great channel on Sirius.
Uh-huh.
She was took our invitation and went to the red carpet of the Die Hard premiere.
Okay.
Which I cannot wait to see this movie.
No, really? Yeah. I never got into the whole thing.
The whole thing. They're unbelievable.
How many are there? Three?
All I know is they've been re-airing them a lot now on cable.
Like, yeah.
And John McClane. I've been like watching them every time. I get hooked every time. I can't turn it off.
Well, maybe I'll re-watch them.
Anyway, Kayla is now joining us from the Sirius Studios in New York. Hello, Kayla.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, girl.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you for repping us on the red carpet there at the Die Hard premiere.
Hey, I was happy to do it. I actually had some fun.
Awesome.
A little bit of fun, huh?
A little bit of fun while you're working, right?
I'm listening right now. I mean, you talk to all the big stars, including Justin Long, who is featured in Playboy this month on page 22, talking about the movie and what it's like to be the Mac guy.
I love him.
And you asked all sorts of great Kevin Smith. You chatted with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was great. He's a fan of Playboy Radio.
He's a huge fan. We got the interview you did with all of them. Who are some of the stars you didn't speak with because they didn't want anything to do with Playboy?
Oh, come on.
Well, I missed Maggie Q. I think I was talking with Eduardo, the villain for the movie,
right.
And she kind of just blew right past. And I was actually hoping to talk with Cliff Curtis, who I saw in Fracture. He was actually the police officer in Fracture. That was a great movie,
right.
And I was kind of hoping to talk to him, but he kind of bolted out too. So, you know, you try to flag him down as fast, you know, as best as you can, but sometimes they just don't want to have any part of you.
Now, Kayla, I saw a picture on like Perez Hilton or something, and I think it was Bruce Willis. He went to this premiere with Demi and Ashton and the kids.
I did not see them.
If
they were there, then they went in some kind of side entrance or something like that. But they were not coming down the red carpet with them.
Well, you know, Kev, I saw the picture you're speaking of, and I think that was a different premiere, because you know they have premieres all over the world.
It's really confusing.
Yeah, because I think right before the New York one was the London premiere, so it's possible. Len Wiseman, the director, who's married to Kate Beckinsale, they were all over each other making out on the red carpet. It was
really?
Great.
Well, wouldn't that be a dream, being married to her?
This is you, Kayla, talking to Justin Long, who apparently is a huge fan of Playboy.
Really? Uh-huh. Ooh,
yeah,
I love him.
Listen to this.
Do you remember the first time you saw your first Playboy magazine?
Yes. It was in my, this is embarrassing to admit, because my father is here. My father
Your
had,
brother, right?
And my brother and my mom, so I probably shouldn't be admitting this. My dad had a stack of them that he claims to have saved for, like, because they were collector's items, but they were from the 60s and 70s.
What a great
excuse
for Playboys to sit their collector's items. It's fantastic.
They are, though.
Of course they are, but, I mean, it's great if you ever get caught. I mean, that's the number. I wish I had known that.
I'm collecting.
Yeah. When I was, like, 12, my mom was like, what the hell is this? A collection?
I'm starting my collection
early,
Mom.
It's an investment, Mom.
And, they were. That's when I used to sneak in there and take them out and just really do. You know, use your imagination.
I would.
And then I didn't have to use my imagination as much. But I, as a result, I'm really attracted now. That was during my like developmental years. I'm attracted to like women who look like they're from like classic like beauties from like the 70s and 60s with like the long hair and the real boobs and the kind of freckles. I love that look, and I also love am like sexually aroused by the smell of like mildew.
Yeah, now here's the thing.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, Kayla, what are you thinking of? Because he kind of starts like giving a real answer, like, oh yeah, I love Playboys, and then he just gets in a weird tangent, huh?
Well, it was a little bit, and you know, it's funny because as he was saying that too, I was like, he's totally pulling my leg, you know. And then as the clip keeps going, you'll hear him talk about like the old smell of the magazines,
right.
And that's what I think he's talking about when it comes to the mildew.
I hope so.
Get to that. Yeah. Listen,
yes, I'm not kidding.
You're joking.
I'm kind of joking, but like that, you know, that smell of like
kind
the old newspapers,
oh, right. From the magazines.
From the magazines,
yeah,
things
totally
would happen. I don't
like
want to get into it, but like. Condition response. It's the Pavlovian thing.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
Probably too much information, but
yeah.
I want to be honest.
Was he just saying that he, you know, wanted on the Playboy and it caused a mildew reaction?
No, I think he's holding them.
I'm asking Kayla.
Okay.
I think it was really, you know, use your imagination, but I definitely think, you know, he may get off on the mildew smell.
See?
He would love my grandma's basement.
That is so weird.
Just go around there and just start sniffing.
I mean, I personally like the smell of books and, like, library books and stuff like that, but,
it stings
you know,
the nostrils.
It does.
I don't get off on it.
Kayla is, of course, a superstar on the Sirius Dial and the Sirius family on the Octane, and was representing the Playboy Channel on the red carpet
Thank
at the Die Hard premiere. Now, Kevin Smith, huge director, and was not that long ago before Andrea Loll came on board full-time that we had one of his good friends, star of Clerks and Clerks 2, Jeff Anderson in here. He did the show with us for a week.
Great
and
guy.
Was talking about how Kevin Smith loves Playboy. We didn't necessarily know that, but what he came right up to you. He saw the Playboy radio microphone and scurried over to you?
Yeah, he came right up. Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. He was kind of just, you know, strolling down from reporter to reporter, and he's like, hey, Playboy, let's stop and say hi.
This is Kevin Smith.
I actually listened to Playboy Radio once on the way home from the airport.
From Sirius?
Yeah, it was Ginger Lynn Allen, is that her name, talking to, I want to say, Kirstie Canyon.
Very good memory.
Very good memory for having listened once.
Yeah.
About some date that she had.
Awesome.
It was actually kind of fascinating radio because it was like a conversation you would sit around and have with your friends, but it was the girl side of it. But
very cool.
Just talking about fucking
free,
like, it's not people going like, well, when we were making Whoopi, like, she was literally like, I sucked this dude's cock. And I was like, this is tremendous radio.
It's great, uncensored radio.
Yes.
So have you ever been to the mansion?
Yes, I have. We went to, me and the wife went to the mansion.
His wife is a Playboy chick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Well, my wife was in Playboy, so that was kind of cool. But
she would be your favorite playmate, right?
She was hands down my favorite playmate. But we went to the mansion with our daughter for Heffa does this Easter. I hate calling him Heff because I'm not that guy. Mr. Hefner, Hugh Hefner, has an Easter egg hunt for kids every year, and so we got invited, and the kid went Easter egg hunting near the grotto, and I was just like, look out for the wads of dried cum.
He went there.
I can't believe he told his daughter
Strange
that.
Strange fatherly advice. Right
look
there.
Out for the wads of dried cum, honey.
Always buckle up and watch out for the dried semen around the grotto.
Caked up over the years, please. That's not an egg. Don't
Heaven.
Touch that. Exactly.
So where was your hiding place for your magazines, for your Playboys growing up?
Where did I hide mine.
What do you want to think Kevin Smith hit is?
In that coat he wears, his Silent Bob?
In the giant trench coat?
I'm just going to go under the bed like every other...
I'm going to say him in Justin Long's moldy basement, probably.
I was not an under-the-mattress kind of guy. I just shuffled him in with a bunch of schoolwork that was on a shelf in my room near
schoolwork.
The comic books, and my mom was just none the wiser.
Good move. Kevin Smith. Nice interview with Kevin Smith.
Thank you.
Kayla.
I like it, Kayla. You didn't kiss any ass. You didn't ask, like, oh, so, you know, let's talk about your next project with Ben Affleck, you know?
Yeah, I got to tell you, speaking of, like, not kissing ass, I totally screwed up.
What happened? What happened, girl?
Because Jonathan... Sadowski, I guess, one of the guys in the film was coming down. And, you know, some of the actors I'm familiar with and some, you know, you've seen them like once and you're like, oh, okay, now I remember, you know. And so I have my little cheat sheet with me. I'm not afraid to admit it. And so, you know, and I'm looking at pictures and it turns out that the guy that was coming down, we were told that Timothy Oliphant was coming down, but it actually turned out that it was Jonathan Sadowski.
No.
So when he's right, he's like talking to the fans, he's got his back to us, and, you know, me and Sam, who was with me, the two of us were like, Timothy, Timothy, and he turns around and goes, Timothy? That's Jonathan.
Called him by the wrong
man.
Nothing
so
good
like,
about
yeah,
that.
So, you know, it's a reality check.
Now,
you know,
she chatted with the chick who plays Bruce Willis's daughter in the movie, and she's pretty hot, I think. And we find out you asked her some good questions, and also you got a moment with Bruce Willis.
Very, very brief moment. But,
very important man.
Now, Kayla, is he as hot in person as he is on screen?
He is very, I guess yes to answer your question, but I would say he's very smooth. Like he was very stiff and staunch on the carpet but his whole skin, he was like freshly shaven head and just very smooth skin.
We had a chick in here that was telling us about Bruce Willis hitting on her and it was a weird thing where he like told, he didn't even approach her. He had his like publicist go up to her.
That's the way to do it.
And say like, meet Bruce in the limo.
Wow.
It
was very
strange. That wasn't me.
No. Well, it should have been you.
Good
but
for her.
This is Bruce Willis chatting with us on the red carpet.
No, it's not.
Oh, no. That's
Bill Cosby.
For God's sake. It sounds like Bruce Willis. Now, this is Bruce Willis's daughter in the film, and she's real hot. Now, her name's Mary Elizabeth something?
Yeah, Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Okay. She's definitely going to be a killer one day, a name like that.
So, John McClane, do you wish that he would be your dad? I mean, are there cool parts about his character that you're like, hey, he's so cool. I mean,
see, I hate that question, Kayla.
You hate it?
Yeah, because
sorry.
No, it's all right. You're doing so great. I mean, like the interview's fantastic so far. Everything you're asking is Playboy, but that was nothing to do with Playboy.
Well, I was told that I could ask movie as well as Playboy questions.
No, just Playboy. That's all we care.
No, Kayla did it right.
But Kayla, you eased into it. You made her feel comfortable. Then you kind of bamboozled her.
She was actually the first one I also talked to as well. So I felt like if, you know, they're coming down, they're talking, they're going to want to talk about the movie, but they'll also enjoy a change of pace of talking about it. So I was like, well, you know, you got to mix it up. So that was my thought process.
Very
you
good.
Go,
you got out of this one quickly. You got into Playboy stuff, which I love.
Everybody loves John McClane. He's the reluctant hero. He's the guy that messes up, but you love him anyway. And, you know, I love, you know, my dad's the greatest guy in the world, but, you know, John McClane's probably the coolest guy ever.
Yeah. So for Playboy Radio, I got a couple questions here. Have you ever been to the mansion?
I have not, unfortunately.
Is she even 18, this chick?
I don't think she's 18.
Kayla, how old is she?
I think she was born in 84.
So she's 18.
Yeah, that's
she's
good.
Old.
Oh, she's 23.
That's definitely 20, legal yeah. enough.
Would you like to go?
Sure. You're always welcome, right?
Why not? If you could be Hef for a day, what would you do?
Good question. I like this. We should steal
this
one.
I know what I'd do. I'd do his three girlfriends.
Yes, constantly.
Lounge around in my robe and hang out with beautiful ladies, I guess.
Fit right in. And would you ever be in Playboy?
Now, I like this question.
Yeah, Kayla.
Would you ever be in Playboy?
Yeah, well, you know.
And this girl's real good looking, right?
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Not nude. Okay.
Nude.
No.
Not nude.
Not
nude. Well,
the hell
you know,
does that mean?
I
what the
think you kind of have to get nude to be in Playboy.
Who, Gingrich? What the hell is she talking about? Not nude. It's a very strange
Please,
way to answer the
definitely
question.
No
Was she startled by your question?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think she took like a second to answer, but I don't think she
Not nude. Okay. But,
yeah,
you know,
you're right.
Who knows?
It does
they do good
like
articles,
cute.
Right?
Well, they do good articles, right?
That's great. There you go. Thanks so much.
And then, of course, the man of the hour. You got a chance to chat with Bruce Willis. Very important guy. Probably not doing a lot of press, but stopped to answer at least one of your Playboy questions.
Yeah, very, very briefly. It was, you know, 3 hours of standing on the red carpet to get like 20 seconds of Bruce. But,
that's how it always
it was all,
is, right?
All worth it.
Where did you keep your Playboys growing up?
Okay, now what do you think Bruce said to this one? Where do you keep your Playboys growing up? Bruce Willis.
Oh, man. I think he just left them out.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't care what anyone says? Yeah, I could see Bruce doing that. Yeah.
Kevin, what do you think?
Bruce Willis, I mean, I don't think he was always the man, although I'd like to picture him as always having the shaved head and stuff. I'm going to say he probably had like a safe. I could see him being real protective.
Yeah.
A safe with
That's
lock
true.
And key that only he could break into because right. it's John McClane.
Yeah, so let's find out.
What was your hiding place for Playboy magazine?
Over at my uncle's house.
Very strange.
Wow.
Very inconvenient. Man, I'm horny.
Children.
I'm going to drive to my uncle's house and check out a Playboy magazine. He lives 7 states away.
Over at my uncle's house.
You at least it was the cool uncle, right?
Over at my uncle's house. I'm thinking, was it 5 words we got from Bruce Willis?
It's either the cool uncle or the creepy uncle.
Yeah, the really strange one.
Bruce, oh, yeah, that's true.
You go in that room with the two-way mirror, and you look at those magazines.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
I'm going to sit in here.
None of that.
Thank you, Uncle Willis.
Playboy magazine.
Over at my uncle's house. All right.
Hey, Kayla, nice work on the red carpet.
Oh, well, thank you. I had a great time. It was fun.
We appreciate it. Next time they invite us to something in New York that we can't make it to, we will, of course, send you to cover
Definitely.
It for our
Absolutely.
RS.
I'll be happy to do it. And I actually put a couple of pictures up on my website, too, if you,
sure.
if you want to check it out.
Ooh.
It's SiriusKayla.com.
Okay.
And there's links there and stuff like that. And in the photo album section, I put some pictures up there.
I'll check you out, Mama.
And you can check out Kayla on Octane, which is, what channel is that?
Yeah, Octane is channel 20, and I'm on from noon to 6 p.m. Eastern time every day.
Okay.
And then I'm also on Classic Rewind, which is channel 15, from 6 p.m. to midnight Eastern time
wow,
every day.
Wow, doing the damn thing.
Hey, whatever happened to Korean Talk on Sirius? They got rid of that channel. I was a big fan.
They did.
Can you find out about that?
I will look into that for you, okay. Kevin.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kayla.
Octane, yeah. Kayla on the Sirius channel. In fact, Andrea, we go to New York City with the show in less than a month away. We're going to New York City.
Less than a month away.
Doing our show from the Playboy casting call in New York from the Sirius headquarters. Kayla, I'm sure, will stop by and say hello.
Oh, for sure.
And she could give Andrea a serious run for your money.
Well, really? She's hot.
Yeah, she's not bad looking at all.
Wait, so I'm just not bad looking? I thought you said I was beautiful this morning.
I've changed my opinion.
Oh,
no,
Kevin.
Of course, you're fantastic. Hey, let's get to the Lull Down with Andrea Lull. She'll tell you what you need to know about in the news. And then in moments, the creator, founder, designer of Hot Chicks with Douchebags, a website profiling the – there's a picture of a girl on there that we've got to get in Playboy.
Okay.
She has got Playmate all over her. She's so, and she's with the biggest douchebag.
Of course.
The guy's
That's
wearing,
the name the
guy's,
of the website.
The guy's wearing like suspenders or something. He's giving the peace sign to the camera. And this
nothing
girl
– douchier then.
Yeah, it is really a douchey look, but this girl is so goddamn hot. We got to get her on the show. And then later on, the babe of the month is going to be in here from Playboy Magazine. Plus
yeah.
Curtis Granderson and much, much more. But right now, let's get down low with Andrea.
Down low, down low, down low, down low.
Lots going on in the lowdown. A British woman is about to have a ball in prison. Paris is about to become a free woman.
Yeah.
And 2% of married people are still virgins.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
You'll find out. But first, why can't life support machines be fucking quiet? I'm already laughing at my stories.
Maybe that's why Andrea Lowell only lasted 1 week in medical school.
Oh, shush.
The first question she asked.
Yeah.
Now, a teenage patient at a hospital turned off the life support machine of a fellow hospital patient because he couldn't sleep with the incessant breathing noises.
You know what? I think that's totally fine.
I don't fault him for that.
What?
Did the guy die?
Well, no.
Okay, so there you go.
So what's the problem?
No harm, no foul.
Well, you can't just go over and unplug someone's...
Apparently you can because he did it.
Those things are so goddamn annoying.
Yeah.
They just beep. It's like Darth Vader's in your room.
That's exactly what he said. It sounded like. Now, the hospital staff, one of the nurses, heard the flatlining signal, the alert that goes off, and she plugged him back in. Only had slight brain damage, more so than...
Hey, look, for a little bit
I don't know how they're measuring this.
Here's the problem, though. When you do unplug a breathing machine, and I've never done this, but I would imagine the noise is actually more irritating when you unplug it, because the flatline noise is not that... That's pretty annoying, too.
Yeah, of course.
Although,
yeah.
It's a nice change of pace from the...
Yeah.
But don't they have a couple people? Couldn't they put all the breathers
in one room?
One room together?
Put all the vegetables in one ward and let the living people, or I guess they're all living, but the people that can actually think and breathe on their own, somewhere else.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. In more uplifting news.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm really excited about this one. Amanda Monty, age 24, of Liverpool, England, was sentenced to 2.5 years in jail after she flew into a rage at her boyfriend. She grabbed his genitals.
No.
And ripped off both his underwear and his left testicle.
Cannonball!
Pulled it right off.
Pulled it right off.
What does she have? Superhuman strength?
Yeah, really.
She just was in a fit of rage.
This is Linda Carter?
She tried to swallow the nut.
No.
But choked on it and spit it out.
It was probably the nut bracket. Get out of here, really?
This is the really bizarre part. A friend grabbed it away and gave it back to her boyfriend. Who's this friend in the room?
Just watching the altercation.
How did the friend let it get that far?
Yeah, hold on. She's waiting for us. Where do I step in here? Hold on. She pulled the nut. Okay, she pulled the nut off. Okay.
Well, she's already got the nut in her hand.
Okay,
so.
It's in her mouth.
She's sticking
all right.
it in. I mean, okay. I don't care what kind of argument you get in. I'm not ripping your nut off and sticking it in my mouth.
Did she try to chew it?
Yeah, she was choking because she was just trying to do it so fast that she's just choked on it, spit it out. The friend grabbed it from the floor, gave it back to the boyfriend. They could not reattach the testicle.
Oh, God.
It was all chewed up. And
I would not have picked that up.
No. Okay, man, we're boys, but I'm sorry. You're just going to have to be on your own. You know, the thing that's so ridiculous is that's like a threat you oftentimes see. When people talk smack to each other, it's like, I'll rip your nuts off and eat them.
Rip your nut off.
But like, who's ever really going to do that?
She actually followed through.
A lot of girls say like, oh, I'll kick you in the nuts, but we never do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We know not to kick you in the nuts.
That is unbelievable.
Now, she said she didn't know what came over her, but I'm not a violent person. No, clearly.
She's crazy. She's a crazy ball. She's nuts. Crazy bitch. Ripped the guy's balls off.
Wow.
Tried to eat them.
Well, on our Paris watch that we do daily here on the Playboy Morning Show, she's out tomorrow, guys.
Oh, well, thank God.
Now, she's leaving the Linwood jail tomorrow, and Mom Kathy says that Paris just can't wait to see family and get out of that horrific, unshapely, and unflattering orange jumpsuit.
Do you think she had a girlfriend on the inside?
I don't think she did. I think she was pretty much left in confinement in the medical ward.
Right.
But I just think it's really funny that the one thing she's looking forward to, aside from seeing her family, is putting on a different outfit. Like, who cares?
Well, I'm sure those things are uncomfortable.
I'm sure they're uncomfortable, but this is my point. Paris Hilton looks good in anything she wears.
Right.
So she just needs to own it and make it her own. Now, Wednesday night, we'll get treated to her being interviewed on Larry King Live. So that'll be exciting. And as usual, I'll keep you all posted on the Playboy Cover Girls action.
Beautiful. Yeah, keep me up to date because I want to find out. She's going to go, I think when she gets out, she's going to go absolutely bonkers and nuts. And we talked about having a party
like Britney nuts?
At the mansion. Remember we were going to do that whole from the big house to Hef's house?
Yeah.
I don't know if that ever took off. We got to ask Hef if we're going to do that party.
Yeah, we'll find out.
All right. Finally, Andrea.
All right. Well, here's a question you may not want to answer out loud. How many sex partners have you had in your life, Kevin?
Trying to think. It hasn't been
above 30?
No, I don't think above 30.
Oh, come on.
No, definitely not. I've had girlfriends for like long periods of time.
That means nothing.
To you, it doesn't.
Above 15.
Yeah, above 15.
So between 15 and 30.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Great. Now, this is very bizarre. 29% of men on a survey that they did online say that they've had 15 or more female partners.
Right.
So 29% is not a huge number.
Mm-mm.
9% of women said that they'd hooked up with 15 or more guys.
Sure.
Now, most of my friends that I know have hooked up with over 15
hooked
guys.
Up. What is that? Sex, you mean?
Getting freaky. Getting it on.
Sex.
Bump and grind.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know who they're surveying. Well, actually, I do know. It turns out that they surveyed everyone in America online that opted in to be a part of the survey, except for people in mental institutions and jailbirds.
Very smart people.
I'm sorry.
It's an institution for the smartest of the smart.
Mental institutions and those who are in jail. And I think the people that are in jail are probably the people that have had the most sex.
I'm on my period. You want to go to the menstrual institution? Let's go.
Now, 4% of all Americans are virgins and will probably die virgins.
Oh, man.
Nuns.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
And 2% of married people have never had sex, never consummated the marriage. And I'm thinking that must be some sort of mail order bride or like a betrothed marriage.
No, mail order brides are the only reason you get them is to have sex.
Sex.
Yeah.
Clean up spills.
Well, I was thinking for companionship maybe and to clean your stuff and do your laundry.
No. When I was in New York over the vacation, I was on the subway and I was with these two nuns were sitting there and I'm telling you, they were so hot. I was so turned on by them. I was hoping they were like strippers and like I was hoping it was like Sister Fister and like a costume or something. But it was like two like legitimate nuns and I was really turned on by them and I didn't know what to do, but they were like, they had the rose. I mean, they had the beads in their hand and everything. They were clear.
So what'd you do?
I jerked off on them. No,
you are sick.
No, I looked at them and I was like, God, these girls are really hot. I wish they weren't nuns, for God's sake. But I think that was what made them hotter.
Yeah, of course.
But I think they had their head. Did nuns shave their head?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think they shave their heads.
They may have just been skinheads. They may have just been white supremacists.
Skinhead nuns. Yeah, that makes sense, Kev.
I don't know. I was very confused.
All right. Well, in uplifting news, 83% of men over 50 years old are still having sex at least once a year, which is good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And, you know, there's just a bunch of numbers. If you want, just Google it online, and you can find out all your sex survey needs and maybe even partake in next year's. Let's roll down. Thank you.
Good stuff, right? A lot of stats.
Good stuff.
Yeah, very good.
I can't stop thinking about that guy with the nut that was ripped off. But
in moments, going to bring in Jay Lewis, who has both of his testicles. Last we checked.
Well, I'll check for
Hot
you.
Hot Chicks with Douchebags is the website he has created. I cannot wait to find out all about that. Later on this morning, the Playmates will be in here.
Ooh, la la.
Pilar and Miriam are going to be in for some centerfolds on sex as we find out all about getting freaky in the world of Playmates. And, you know, it's been too long, you know, this whole vacation we had. I didn't get one Playmate life lesson the whole time we were away.
Aww.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore what the hell, you know, the Playmates they teach. We learn from them.
I learn from them every day I do this show. And I really was having Playmate withdrawals. I love seeing Miriam's bountiful breasts every morning. It really gets me going, and I just can't wait to see the girls.
It's a Playmate life lesson right now from the Playmates on the Playboy Morning Show.
And now, another valuable life lesson from a Playboy Playmate.
I had bologna on my chin, my chest, and the floor. At that point, I was like, that's it.
Your new name is going to be Baloney Face.
It was awful. I was like, he flung baloney at me.
This has been another valuable life lesson from a Playboy Playmate.
I already feel more enriched
as a person. Something about Pilar covering cured meats really does it for me. I don't know what it is. Well, later on, it'll be Playmate Miriam and Baloney Face in our studio in the mini mansion. In moments, the creator of the website, Hot Chicks Douchebags, and then the, of course, Babe of the Month, Playboy Magazine, plus Andrea Lowell. thinks her boobs are getting bigger.
I think they are.
We will be determining that in a moment with a tape measure.
Oh, I thought you were going to use your bare hand.
And Count Chocula will be in here as well.
Okay.
And we'll find out if there's any truth to the rumor that Andrea is once again pregnant.
Once again, I never...
Playboy Radio.
Sirius 198.
Live from Los Angeles, California, it's the Playboy Morning Show.
This is Ian Bagg from Comedian Land, and you're listening to Playboy Radio on Sirius 198.
Welcome back to the Playboy Morning Show. Want to talk to Kevin and Andrea? Email them at morningshow@playboy.com.
This is Deanna Brooks, Playboy's Miss May, 1998, and you're listening to the Playboy Morning Show.
Playboy Radio.
Sirius 198.
The combination of the pipe and the martini and the smoking jacket, it just bespoke sophistication.
Live from Los Angeles, California, it's the all-new Playboy Morning Show with Kevin Kline and Andrea Lowell.
Yeah, they're bigger, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
They
I'm talking
bigger.
About your boobies. I thought you were talking about my nostrils again, for God's sake. It's the Playboy Morning Show, Sirius 198, the Mini Mansion in Los Angeles, California. Thank you for joining us. Andrea's squeezing her two boobies together.
No, doesn't it look like a butt on my chest?
No bra today. You know, I'd like to not
what?
Think of that as a butt on your
I
chest.
I mean, like ass cleavage.
You've got nice boob cleavage, if that's what you're getting at.
What?
I don't know what the hell you're trying to turn that into a butt for.
No, I mean, you know when girls have like really nice cleavage, it looks kind of like the top of an ass
yeah,
on
it looks like
chest.
A plumber is sitting on you is exactly what it looks
a
like.
A hot damn plumber.
No, Andrea looks good, and I like the dress you picked out today.
Thank
and
you.
And we'll find out if you are or if you're not pregnant. Manchild, according to him,
how
says
are we gonna find that, out?
That you've not had your woman thing for what now? Since the
oh,
last
it's like
time?
57 days.
Like
you know, just call me blessed that I don't menstruate every month. Sorry. It's a good thing.
If blessed is another word for pregnant, then you no, are blessed.
I'm not. Don't you think I would know if I were pregnant? My nipples are really sensitive, though. Is that a symptom?
Check the baby clock. Oh. Hold on. Yeah, it's been 57 days.
Oh.
Man, oh, man. Hey, in moments, going to bring in the inventor of a great website, long overdue, Hot Chicks with Douchebags. It was featured in Playboy Magazine this month, and that's why we like it. And later on today from Playboy Magazine, the babe of the month, really hot, Christina.
Yeah. De Rosa.
Yeah, she'll be in here. And Curtis Granderson, Major League Baseball, the Playmates, and much, much more later on this week. In fact, tomorrow on the show, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, Jerry.
Please don't do that. He'll be on the show. And brand new Night Calls, Prank Calls. We'll get into that. Plus Katie Hasty from Billboard going to tell us what's good in the world of music.
That's true.
All sorts of fun stuff planned for you this week to get into. But I say right now,
yeah.
Let us do it. Let us bring in
J. Lewis.
Hotchickswithdouchebags.com is the website, and it's about damn time.
Hello, honey. How are you?
How are you?
Great.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm good.
Okay, Jay.
How you guys doing?
I got to ask you, what inspired you to put this site up? Because I know we've all seen the pictures with the hot chick with the douchey guy.
Yeah, I think you just kind of summed it up. I was out and about one day in Los Angeles, and I was going out of my mind seeing all these hotties with these, you know, total, like, you know, gelled up douchebags.
All right.
And I said, you know what? I'm putting them online.
Take that as a personal front right there. Gelled up douchebag.
I'm looking at it right now.
So my mom calls me.
I'm kidding.
So you said there's so many photos out there on the internet, because that's what guys do. They find the absolute hottest chick they've ever been in a photo with, and they post it everywhere. They put it around
the
neighborhood.
That's the thing. They're all over the web, and I just, like, you know, that's the thing, is if they're going to put themselves up as the object of all of us to stare at, then I'm going to comment on my opinion.
So, now, I'll go ahead, Kev.
I was just curious, when Playboy, did they come to you? Was this a surprise when they put a little blurb of your website in the new magazine?
You know, I didn't know I was going to be in the magazine. They did call me a few months ago about possibly doing something on the site, and then I didn't hear from them again, and they sort of were like, the word, you know, douchebaggy guys, it might not be the Playboy thing.
Right.
You know? And
Andrea hates the word, right?
I
really don't like the word, because I think it's just too easy to go to.
Right.
A lot of guys just say it so freely now, what a douchebag.
Right, right.
I think, you know, there's a lot more mean things we could use.
Wow.
A big douchebag.
Kevin has stopped playing that for me.
That's the Playboy players.
That's great.
Hot chicks with douchebags.com, and it's a bunch of photos.
It is a great site.
Some girls on there are so goddamn hot.
Yeah, especially the first one.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Andrea Lowell is right now on the main page. She did this as a special to come in the show today.
Special tribute. Now, how did you find that picture? And to describe the picture to the listeners before they go check it out. The picture of me with the D-word.
Oh, I think that was on your MySpace page. I went to publicize the appearance today, and and there you are with it. He's actually sort of a nice looking guy. I feel kind of bad. He's like middle-aged.
His hair
but he's staring
is
right
back
at your, you know, your ass cleavage. He's staring at.
Yeah.
Yes, this is a picture of Andrea with like a 60-year-old dude. And he's got this really pervy grin as he's looking right at her titties, and he's got this, I don't know, does he work at the Palms, or is he wearing a souvenir T-shirt there?
That was a souvenir T-shirt.
He's got the best part about the guy, which I think officially makes him the douchebag, is he's doing the two thumbs up move.
Yes. Well, we talk about the bag hand gestures on the site, which there's probably about 200 to 300 bag hand gestures from the West Side to the Shocker to the, you know, and those are the giveaways, the dead giveaways.
Right. Like, let's go. So, if you're a dude and you do not want to be a douchebag.
A douchebag. That's, right?
Thumbs up has got to be near the top of the list.
Definitely.
The double thumbs up is like.
Definitely.
Hey.
Yeah.
about the guns?
The guns.
What do you mean the guns?
Displaying the guns. Absolutely.
Guns blazing.
Yeah, well, the guns being the arms, you know, like.
Right.
You know what I can't stand? When guys lift their shirt up in pictures to show their six pack, and you don't realize till after you get home and you're like, I have all these pictures with this retard with his shirt up.
Yeah, in the Hall of Scroat on the site, which are the Hall of Scroat, which are the douchebags hot chicks combos that we feature as the award-winning top of the line. There's a character called Ab Lobster, because he constantly shows his ass and it looks like a lobster.
Now, do you ever find a guy that is so douchey consistently in photos, you make it your mission to find him in his go after the guy and really try to find, like, this one guy who's perhaps, like, I'm sure you could go to some MySpace pages and the entire guy's photo album.
I can direct you to one probably right now,
Is a gold mine for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is I don't put up any real info about anybody. You know, so I try not to put up actual MySpaces, because I feel like that's almost like.
But you could post their pictures individually and not even mention the MySpace page.
Yeah, and if they write in and they're really upset, I take their pictures down. But, you know, in the end, I say, you're the douchebag with the hot chick. Like, in the end, no matter what I say, you're still with the hot chick.
Right, so. But sometimes it's just for a photo.
Yeah.
This
guy that would pose with me. I don't know him.
We're at the mansion so often, and people will, when they're not like the big hef parties, but when they're just an open party there, these guys will just come up to Playmates and just be like, hey, can we take a quick picture together? And that's what the Playmates do. And then something comes over them. I don't know what it is, but they feel like they need to do like a move. The okay with one hand Saturday Night Fever with the other hand.
The peace sign. There's nothing worse than the peace sign. And it's not like the hard peace sign. It's like the one that's like over to the side, like fanned out.
Right, right. Or the headlock. Do they give you a headlock when they do it? Because it's like, that's kind of what comes over, guys.
You know, flashing gang signs. Now, do you ever use your friends' pictures, or are these all strangers?
I have slipped in a few friends' pictures. I must admit it. Not very often, but I've done it for friends who beg me. A lot of people really enjoy getting emails from their friends going, what the hell are you doing on Hot Chicks with Douchebags?
There's a contest you have weekly on the site where people, anyone listening right now that has this photo, a photo of themselves, if they're being douchey with a chick or a douchebag friend, is even better. They can submit them, and then what? You'll pick a winner?
Yeah, every Monday. In fact, today we do the douchebag, the hot chick with douchebag of the week. And the thing about voting is that you got to vote on both. The girl has to be hot, and the guy has to be douchebaggy. Mm-hmm. It can't be one or the other.
Okay,
it's got to be the combo. And then we have the weekly, and we do a monthly. And then at the end of the year, I do the douchies, which are the
this
yearly
is hilarious.
Awards.
You are hilarious.
Awards.
Will you do the douchies right here on our show?
Well, sure.
I'm looking at this one picture right now, and this girl could not, Andrew, I don't know how to describe her. She is so goddamn hot.
She's the picture under me. I did it again.
Oh, you just
Andrew just poured coffee all over
on
her lap.
On myself.
That's good.
She looks like a mix between Angelina Jolie, Pocahontas, and Princess Jasmine.
She's fantastic.
She is, I mean, smoking hot. Her boobs have to be bigger than a double D.
Yeah, they're enormous. And the
beautiful,
girl
bright smile.
She couldn't be any hotter. And the dude is doing a really good douchebag move, which is like the sucking on a lemon face.
Yes, yes. The douche face, we call it.
The douche face.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, the thing about the pictures, I get about 30 or 40 submits a day. And it is amazing how many beautiful young women are in this country who are just being like attacked by the biggest slime balls. It's like you can't believe it.
Well, the thing about your website is it's not just hot chicks. It's gorgeous chicks. I was checking out the site. The girls aren't like a 6 or 7. They're all 9s and above.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And they're average. I mean, they really are. At least I try to make sure as many, you know, real.
Yeah, they're not professional models. Yeah. They're just people out having a good time. Now, Jay, what is the proper way to pose in a photo with a hot babe that's not douchey?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think like in a lot of it, it's like once you're with a hot chick, there's an inherent douche quality just because I'm jealous as hell.
Of course.
So yeah. I have to say there's a very – it's a moving target. I can't say that there are firm defining lines.
Okay.
Mark is on the Playboy Morning Show now. Mark, hello.
Hey, how's vacation? I missed you guys.
Aww,
it's good to be back.
Great.
We missed you
though.
Too. What's up?
What's up, baby?
Hey, Kevin, have you put your girlfriend and you on that site yet?
I don't think I think Naughty Melissa submitted a photo.
Kevin, I heard about your girl.
Thank you for the suggestion. Yes,
she's smoking.
I do feel like a douchebag every time.
I think you're going up later today, Kevin.
Wonderful. I'll be out there with Andrea.
Andrea, good luck with your situation.
Oh, I'm not pregnant.
Which one? She's got many.
I know.
Hey, here's what Playboy Magazine says about the website.
Thank you, though, Mark.
Nothing ruins a photo of beautiful girls like the presence of some loser male friend. A guy, it's tragic. It's jealousy inducing. It's a blog. And this is, of course, what you guys have done. You've found the photos of the douchiest and the hottest. And the ultimate
good
photo
job.
Is the one with the hottest of the hot girls and the douchiest of the douche guys.
Yeah, those are the ones that win the weekly and the monthly and then go into the Hall of Scrut.
If you go to hotchickswithdouchebags.com, you can submit a photo.
Yeah.
Submit your friend.
Submit your friend, submit a photo.
Submit yourself if you have the balls.
If you're a hot chick without a douchebag, I'm douchebag one on the site. So just send me hot pictures. And
you're a
douchebag one. So you're a self-proclaimed
DB1.
Have you been sued or has anyone threatened to bring action against you because their photos have popped up on your site and they didn't want it up there?
No. I've occasionally get legal letters that just say take the photo down and then I take them down. I think if I take the photo down, I'm pretty much covered. And I don't put any real info up. And
absolutely.
It's pretty – I think everybody gets it.
What about celebrities?
It's funny.
I don't do celebrities. The thing is, you go, there's like a million, like, oh, look at Lindsay Lohan crashing her car for the 100th time on those, on those other blogs. I'm trying to be the, like, you know, I'm more interested in regular people.
Sure.
You know, although, Andrea, really? I'm very interested in you, but
I'm a regular person, baby.
Well, we'll get a picture with Andrea after the show, and
absolutely.
That can go front and center on the site. And it's hotchickswithdouchebags.com. It was featured in Playboy Magazine, which means it's very cool. Check it out. It's funny. Good way to kill time. And submit your friend. Nothing better than if you could tell your friend, hey, you know the picture of you with that model we met in Miami? Well, you just won douchebag of the week.
I'm going to give you, Jay, tonight, this morning, when I go home, I'm going to email you about 10 pictures of the guy I'm about to dump when I get home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I get a lot of women writing in going, you got to put up me and my ex, like, because he's the biggest bag around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we use the word bag. There's like, you know, rocker bags and indie bags and frat bags and Euro bags. So the categories of the bag.
Are there five?
Do you have an Asian bag?
Well, I try not to go by ethnic category.
Yeah, please. It's a classy website.
Yeah, I try to maintain standards.
Are there
my
five things?
Are
there five things? Okay, the hand signals are never good. Are there any other things you'd put on the list of things that guys should avoid doing to not come across douchey in photos?
Yeah, I mean, the pink popped collar, Izod shirt, excessive bling, right. Jesus bling, we call it, the all giant right. glittery cross. White guys trying to look black would be, you know, a good sign of you're going down the wrong
okay.
road.
Okay.
Kevin? This
guy's been researching my MySpace photos, apparently, pretty thoroughly.
What about sunglasses at night?
Yes, sunglasses at night are extremely douchey.
That's just a bad move in general. Don't go out with sunglasses. Don't take pictures in the sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I mean, unless you're totally cracked out or something and you need the sunglasses.
What about dude holding a chick in a headlock?
Yeah, the bag headlock.
Oh, no.
Facial pubes, I call them, where your facial hair just begins to resemble a porn star's nether regions.
Nice. All right. Well, this is
wow.
a go to hot chicks with douchebags.
I want a
yes.
douche.
Thank you.
A big douche.
And you can see a photo of Andrea Lowell with an old creepy guy staring right at her titties. And hey, congrats on being featured in Playboy. Congrats
That's
on the website.
Really
thanks.
Dope,
and the book, I should say, the book I'm writing right now is coming out. Simon & Schuster is publishing it in the summer of next year.
Is it the same premise?
It is. It's going to be more detailed. I'm going to break out all the categories of bag and feature about 250 pictures that I'm getting right now.
All right.
So if anyone if there's a photographer who has a great picture and wants it to be
published
in the book.
In case your coffee table is
not submitting, baby.
Not douchey enough. Get the book,
coffee table book.
Soon.
Grandmothers love it.
Yeah, come back when the book comes out and
perfect
we'll give some
Christmas
away to the listeners. Thanks so much, man.
I will.
Take care.
I'll come
it's
back.
Jay Lewis.
Lewis.
Jay Lewis is the. It's the book. The website is called The Hot Chicks with Douchebags.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
com.
You.
And Naughty Melissa's making her way into the studio right now because it's been too damn long, Andrea. I think 3 weeks since we've gotten into the naughty games.
Oh, it's been way too long, and, you know, we really need
This is
to...
Christy.
Oh, sorry. That was Christy.
We need to find out if Naughty's been studying.
Here she comes.
You look great. Are you, totally skinny or something? Whatever you did, you need to tell me.
Naughty Melissa.
She ran 500 miles over the last month.
You look skinnier to me.
Naughty, are you running again now that the marathon's over?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm training potentially for another one. I haven't picked it yet, but...
Oh, God. Naughty, no. You can tell the
envious.
Camera crew to come back now.
No.
The douchebag left.
Yeah.
Hey,
You're so mean.
What? That's a compliment.
He
just
said
he
was
douchebag number one.
Right.
What's mean about that?
Okay, never mind.
For Christ's sake. Naughty Melissa, we'd like to test your intelligence on this show. We do it as often as possible. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do it in a while. But we're back now from vacation. We've got some time to kill. We got Playmates coming in, hot chicks coming in. And we should let you know... Naughty Melissa needs your help, listeners, and we've got prizes to give you. So if you can call in right now and be a lifeline for Naughty Melissa, she will need you. 877-205-9796, 323-274-1250. In the past, we've confiscated your sneakers, your car, your computer,
your mattress.
Is there one thing in your life right now that you really, really like?
Well, I still have to pay my taxes.
Taxes?
So if I don't, I'm afraid that I might get, like, jail time or something.
Is there any way we can confiscate her accountant?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's done.
We will lock your accountant in a closet for 2 weeks if you do not win today. If you're right, what do you owe on taxes right now? A couple hundred?
Total?
I think it's a little more than that.
$750. I already paid
$750. Just one state? Just California or you owe New York?
California and New York.
Wait, hold on. Didn't my mom do your taxes?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wait, your mom's an accountant?
Then we're going to confiscate Manchild's mom.
Yeah, but you don't want to go to her. I owe $750.
Which is even better. 877-205-9796, 323-274-1250. Naughty, it all comes down to if you get five right first or five wrong first, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Andrea, you ready?
Sure, I'm always ready.
Love the Naughty Games with the Naughty Melissa. Naughty?
Yeah.
You feeling confident?
No.
Not at all.
Oh, come on.
I drank a lot last week.
She's just a little rusty.
Yeah, you seem very hungover from vacay. Did you go somewhere too?
I went to Cleveland.
Ooh.
Oh, fun.
It's the only thing to do there is drink, right?
Right.
And then that was it? Just hung out there the whole time?
I think I was drunk every night.
Every single night.
Good for you, girl.
Did you see Katie Holmes there?
No.
Okay. Heard she goes back there a lot and gets drunk. Naughty Melissa, what's a gross?
A gross?
And Andrea's hairy armpits does not count as the correct answer.
Oh, shush.
What's a gross?
A gross. How do you spell it?
G-R-O-S-S. What's a gross? You have people that want to help you on the phone. You also, you can only use, what is it, we give her three lifelines. That's all you can
What's
use.
What's three lifelines?
And you can also pass one question.
What's a category?
Oh, I think this might give it away.
Science.
A growth?
A gross. Like, ew, that's gross.
I would have to say mold.
Mold is gross. That is incorrect.
I just snorted.
A gross is actually 144 of something.
What?
That's a gross. It's like a gross of, if you ordered a gross of socks. 144 socks.
Because I would order a gross of socks?
Well, maybe you will. You're a runner. But that is incorrect. 0 for 1 in the Naughty Games with the Naughty Melissa. Andrea Lowell's got question 2 for you.
Okay.
You're 0 for 1, but that's okay because you got people who want to help you out. 877-205-9796 to be a lifeline in the Naughty Games with the Naughty Melissa.
All right, Naughty. Where was golf's first hole?
That's a tough question. That's a really tough question.
What?
It's a location.
Golf's
first hole.
There's a green. It's on the green.
On the green.
What the? I don't understand that question.
Where?
In the sport of golf, where was the first hole located?
The cameraman's trying to help me.
Andrea loves questions about holes.
That's why I picked
there's
it.
Golf's first
hole.
Hole spelled H-O-L-E.
H-O-L-E. And I'm looking for a location.
On... What do you call it? The top nine? What do you call it?
The top nine.
I don't know anything about golf.
Well, that was a tough question then.
The green. It's on the green.
On the green.
Do you want to take a lifeline? Are you going to lock in with on the green?
No, I'll take a lifeline.
Okay. Where do you want to go? What part of the country?
24.
We go to Gary in Pittsburgh. Gary is a student, so maybe that'll help. Gary, what's up? You're on with Naughty Melissa.
Hey, how's it going?
She needs help.
Hey, Gary. Where was golf's first hole?
Are you a golfer?
No, I'm not.
Oh, thanks, Gary.
But thanks for not having that hobby under your belt.
It's the same first name as Gary Player.
Gary, if you had to guess where golf's first hole was located, what would you say?
I'd have to say somewhere like North Carolina.
That sounds a lot of good, great courses there. Play public courses there, $50. Is that you want to go with that? That's his guess. If he's right and you're right, then he wins a prize and everyone's happy.
Maybe we should just go with like Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
Because there's
Myrtle
a lot of golfers down there.
Sure. South Carolina. I think golf's been around longer than the 80s.
All right, we'll go Hilton Head.
Hilton Head.
That's in North Carolina.
That's your final answer. Is that correct, Andrea?
I was looking for St. Andrews, Scotland.
Very famous golf destination.
What?
Yeah. Golf's an older sport.
I mean, you could have just said Scotland.
You could have said Europe.
But then again, as we know, Hilton Head has been around since before Jesus.
Right, of course. So that's where he was born, I believe. Naughty Melissa, your third question in the Naughty Games, and so far you're not off. Whoa, Jesus! You're not off to a good start.
Someone's shooting at her.
It's hard to focus when you're getting shot at. Naughty, what is another term for a black leopard?
A panther.
Oh, you sound very confident in that.
There's
confident with a question mark. It's another term for a black leopard.
It's a panther, isn't
that? That's what we're asking you. You've got lifelines on the ready. You're 0 for 2. You get 5 wrong, then you're going to have trouble, even more trouble paying your taxes, which were due, I think, 2.5 months ago.
A black leopard. That's where it has no spots. It's all black.
Another term for a black leopard.
Panther. That's my final answer. Panther.
Panther. No.
No, what?
Correct answer was Moesha.
Moesha?
You're right. It's a panther. Nicely done. One right. Okay, Naughty's doing all right. She's got one right now. You're on the right track. Two wrong, one right. And Andrea's got your next question for you in the Naughty Games.
All right. Naughty, you got to know this one, baby. What IQ level is considered to be the beginning of genius?
Ironic.
I know how to pick them.
It's a number.
It is a number.
No, it's a letter.
What IQ level is considered to be the beginning of genius?
Smell.
IQ.
Do you know what IQ is?
Yes.
Okay.
Something quotient.
Sure. We've got people.
Intelligence quotient.
Got people that want to help you right now.
Quotient.
Is it quotient?
Quotient. Close enough. You got a couple more lifelines if you'd like to use them.
Let's go with the magic number 144 that we had earlier.
144.
Let's go with gross as a double answer.
Gross is what an IQ genius level is. Andrea, is it 144?
Ooh, it's 4 less than gross.
You were so close.
It's 140, baby.
I kind of want to give her that. That's so
I
close.
Get that.
Oh, you know what? You're going to get that. 140. I would have had no idea. That's
now,
good.
Naughty, how high do you think your IQ is? If 140 is genius,
how do you test IQ?
There's a test.
Series
called,
of questions.
Can we take it on the air?
Called an IQ test.
We
sure.
Do the IQ test.
Let's get in a guy to do an IQ test for us all on the show.
Sure.
Naughty, you're 2 for 2. 2 right, 2 wrong. First to 5 will determine whether or not you're out of luck. And here we go. Your next question in the Naughty Games. Tabasco sauce, very popular item, very popular spicy condiment. Where is Tabasco located?
Oh, good one.
It's got to be like Mexico because it's spicy.
All right. You've got lifelines. You want to go with Mexico? You want to lock in on that?
Tabasco. That sounds either Tabasco. Oh, is it Italian?
Hmm.
Is it Italian?
The wheels are churning.
Senora Tabasco.
Tabasco. Where's ketchup from?
Ketchup's from Pittsburgh.
Do you think Tabasco? Who's it made by?
Tabasco makes a product called Tabasco sauce. Where is Tabasco located? Need an answer? You can go to a lifeline if you need it.
I'm gonna go with a lifeline.
Okay. Going to chat with Greg.
Somebody with heartburn, preferably.
Greg has heartburn. Greg, hello on the Playboy Morning Show. Naughty Melissa needs you in a big way.
How you doing?
Where do you think Tabasco is located?
California.
Okay. Hmm. Very confident, and I'll let you know that Greg is calling from California right now.
Oh. I'll go with Greg.
Going with Greg, Tabasco, is it located in California?
Greg. Naughty.
You got to stick with your first instinct.
Mexico,
because it's spicy.
Wow.
That's actually what it says on the cards.
That's
Mexico.
No, it doesn't. Oh. It, Mexico, though. That's all right. 3 wrong, 2 right. We go to your next question. Andrea's got it.
All right, Naughty Melissa. What was Hitler's favorite movie?
I think it was Geely.
Hitler, pipe down.
I didn't know they had movies back then.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, God, Hitler, for God's sake.
I'm going to go with, what's the one where it was all in black and white and they had a little girl in a red dress, and it was about Jews?
Schindler's List.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think that was
Well, you know, it starred him, so I could see him being into it. You know what? There's no way she's going to get this right, so I'm going to just give you the buzz right now.
Oh.
It's a tough question.
What is it?
King Kong.
You know, that's what I would have thought, too. That's what I would have thought. Although what he doesn't know is that Big Gorilla was a Jew.
Yeah.
He would not have liked the movie had he known
that.
He should have
known.
He should have known. Taking over showbiz, climbing towers. All right, Naughty, 4 wrong, 2 right. You get one more wrong, that's it. You're done. We take away your tax papers, and you can't fill them out for another week, which I believe means more penalties. Here we go. This is easy, I think. What's the square root of 121?
121.
You've got one pass you can still do if you want to
three.
Pass it. 3. You sure of that? 121, no. The square root.
Yes.
3. Final answer, or you can pass. We go to your next question.
3.
Naughty Melissa. If you get one more wrong, it's over.
3.
Okay. Oh, man.
What is it? 7?
She meant line 3.
She meant line three.
Yes.
Oh, she wanted her lifeline.
Our final lifeline. Let's go to Sean. He's a teacher. This should help. Sean?
Yeah.
Sean, you got to know this, baby.
What is it? The square root of 121?
Yeah.
The 11.
The answer is not 3, I'll tell you that much.
11. I'm going to go with Sean.
You're going to go with Sean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sean, you're right. Hold on. You win a prize. Naughty Melissa's right. It is 11. Naughty?
Yeah.
What color is Bianca wine?
Bianca. It sounds like a black name.
So is it black wine?
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
White.
White. Naughty Melissa is now 4 right and 4 wrong, which means the next question, Andrea, will determine whether or not we help her pay her taxes or she loses her documents and has to go another week and pay dues. We get to Naughty Melissa's final question in the Naughty Games and a hot chick from Playboy Magazine, plus my top 7 list and more right here.
The Playboy Morning Show, Sirius 198.